Now, a story about mime on the radio. Yes, this will probably end up as a skit on Saturday Night Live. It is okay, we can take it. So, without further ado, the experimental Swiss mime troupe known as Mumenschanz took Broadway by storm in the 1970s. Now, the masked performers are bringing their hard-to-describe characters back to the U.S. for a national tour celebrating the group's 40th anniversary. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR caught up with them in Boston.
Picture a pair of performers dressed in black, wearing velvet masks with large notepads attached, two for eyes and one for a mouth. They pull out fat magic markers and doodle eye and mouth expressions on individual sheets of the pads. Wide eyes, smiles, then pouts, grimaces. They're engaging in a silent conversation by ripping off the pages to reveal each new expression.
They're competing of who speaks best and who speaks biggest and who speaks greatest.
62-year-old Floriana Frasetto is one of the three performers who dreamed up Mumenschanz's notepad people in the early 1970s.
Finally, they just don't find the correct communication level, and so they start tearing one another's faces off.
Ow!
Occasionally, it happens in life.
This isn't your white-faced Marcel Marceau mime. Mumenschanz's bizarre masks, costumes, and choreography cloak the human form to tell stories that convey messages about our lives. Frasetto describes a creature she calls the blob. On stage, it struggles to get its amorphous figure up onto a platform.
It's trying to get on a higher level, and it doesn't find the balance. It gets sucked down and it falls off. Everyone identifies with it, let alone that a lot of people nowadays identify with it because they're so fat. But I won't be nasty, even though change your food nutrition values. I'm all for it. I'm going to start a political party.
Mumenschanz began in Switzerland as three artists and hippies with countercultural ideas. Frasetto, Andres Bussard, and Bernie Schurch also had an eye for trash. They recycled ventilation tubes into giant slinkies they could crawl inside and animate on stage. They used toilet paper rolls, suitcases, masking tape, wads of clay, and they took their junk around the world. But Frasetto says when they landed on Broadway in 1977, they figured,
well, we'll stay 4 weeks. We will write postcards to everybody and say, hey, we're on Broadway, kids. And then we started selling out for the next X months, and we stayed on 3 years.
At the time, the show was revolutionary. Kermit the Frog was ahead of the curve, hosting Mumenschanz on The Muppet Show in 1976.
Mumenschanz do some very strange-looking things. Things that look like this.
A human-sized caterpillar's plump, plush body shimmies up a ramp. When it curls into a ball like a water bug does, it looks strong and graceful, offering a hint of the athletic performer inside. It was one of the creations that made Mumenschanz an international success. Then, in 1992, member Andres Bussard died of AIDS. The troupe carried on. Bernie Schurch, the third performer and Frasetto's ex-husband, moved off the stage and into the director's chair for this tour. So Frasetto is working with three new members, including Philip Egli, a choreographer and dancer from Switzerland.
In Switzerland, it's a brand like the Swiss chocolate, almost.
The 46-year-old Egli grew up on Mumenschanz.
As a child, one of my first theater experiences was that I went to Zurich with my mother, with my brothers and sisters, and we went to see some strange theater piece. And coming out of the theater, I probably saw from then on the cars, not as cars, but faces with two eyes.
Mumenschanz makes us see objects and ourselves differently, Egli says. Nothing is as it appears. The troupe took a lunchtime audience by surprise with a pop-up performance in Boston's Quincy Market.
Oh, look at that, look at that!
A huge gloved hand as big as a person sits on top of legs in black tights. It sneaks up and grabs a passerby. The effect is surreal and funny. 42-year-old Brian Woods was in Boston for business with no idea what he was watching.
This is a pretty cool act. Innovative. I've seen things like Blue Man Group, but I've not seen anybody do anything quite like this, so this is pretty cool.
The magazine Variety actually described Blue Man Group as Mummenschanz on acid. Performer Egli says the troupe's success lies in its simplicity.
The most beautiful pieces, also in dance, they start from a black space. They don't start with the set and the costumes. They start with some people on stage. I like to talk about human beings, even if we are now in masks and we hide actually very much in Mummenschanz, but we talk about us, no?
Of course, he's speaking figuratively. They never talk on stage. But in interviews, founder Floriana Frasetto is surprisingly chatty for a mime.
Well, I guess I shut up the whole day, then I better let it out, right?
For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.